USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Okay there, gang, time once again to repeat those oft-spoken words which go, another bevy of your favorite stars in answer to your request to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And in answer to half a half-track of V-mail, postcards, and thumbprints on friends' letters, we bring you one of your favorite singers, Miss Helen Forrest.
Like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew. And I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea casts a spell over me. Like a summer with a thousand July, you intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine has the ghost of a chance in this crazy.
That song was wonderful. And as for the singing, well, that's the best thing I ever heard.
Oh, Ken.
No, I mean it. That comes from the bottom of my heart.
Well, on the music hall, you say the same thing to Crosby.
Well, I know, but over there it comes from the bottom of my commercial. Oh, really, Helen, we're glad you're here tonight.
Well, thanks, Ken. What's on the program?
Well, we're doing an idea that we tried a few weeks ago, but it was spoiled. You see, a bunch of guys rode in. They asked Command Performance to take them on a tour of Hollywood, you know, the homes of the stars.
Well, that sounds like a swell idea. How come it was spoiled?
Because we turned the tour over to a guy named Jack Snafu Carson. Oh, what a phony. That guy told us he knew everyone in Hollywood. He told us all he had to do was stand in front of a star's home and the star would come out.
Well, didn't they?
Helen, Jack Carson couldn't get Lassie to come out of his kennel if he was dressed as a tree.
Ken, are you going to do the tour again this week?
Yes, and this time without Carson. We kept the whole thing hushed up so he wouldn't find out. You and I will conduct this tour alone.
Okay, let's get started.
Fine, we'll go right out this door here. Follow me. There we are. Here's the street.
Well, which way should we go, Ken?
Right this way. See the movie stars hall for 40 cents.
Oh, how do you like that? It's Jack Carson.
Helen, would you like to take a tour of Hollywood?
No.
Yeah, I wasn't asking you. Helen, would you like to see the home of the stars for 40 cents?
I don't think so.
Yeah, well, then would you... How about the homes of the extras for 20 cents?
I don't think so.
I can show you the home of a has-been for 5 cents.
I got a nickel. Where do you live?
Yeah. I'll live.
Okay, Jack, I'm ready for the tour. I'm ready now, but let's take a taxi.
All right, Helen, I'll tell you what. We'll go divvies on the cab.
Divvies?
Yeah, you pay your way, and I'll talk the driver out of the rest. Here's one right here. Oh, taxi! I know this guy, Helen. I've ridden with him before.
That's right. The usual route tonight, Mr. Carson.
What do you mean, the usual route?
Dim the lights in Hollywood in a complete blackout in Griffith Park.
Never mind, let's get started. Helen and I want to go to Beverly Hills. You know where that is?
Is this a business trip, or can I look through my rear vision mirror?
Get right in, Helen. Okay. Well, what are you waiting for, driver? Let's go.
Let's see. Oh, they told me I had to turn some kind of a key.
Great. This guy will be driving us around in circles.
On Sunset Boulevard, who notices? Oh, yeah, I remember. You got to step on this thing here.
Gee, Helen, isn't it nice being back here? You're so strong and healthy, and I'm so easy to overpower.
Oh, Jack.
No, what I mean is it's so cozy here in the cab. Would you mind if I just put my arm around you and held you close to me?
This guy warms up before my motor does. Hold on. Here we go.
Well, driver, turn on the radio, please.
Okay.
Helen, you know, I never knew you were so lovely before. When I look at you, there's a longing within me that leaves me with an empty feeling. It's an unsatisfied yearning. I don't know what to do about it.
Pepsi-Cola hits the spot.
Oh, shut up. Well, here we are in Beverly Hills. Pull right over the curb, driver. Now, you wait right here. Helen and I have a few calls to make.
When am I going to get my money?
Yeah, well, don't rush things. You'll get it when Helen is good and ready to give it to you. Come on, Helen. We'll walk down this street and I'll introduce you to some stars.
Do you think we'll meet any of them?
Oh, sure. About this time, they get ready to go out for the evening. There's a star I know. Hiya, Bill. You're looking the same as usual. I see you're out for the evening. Yeah, well, I'll call you sometime. So long.
Why didn't he answer you?
That's W.C. Fields. He's completely out for the evening. There's Lana Turner's house over there. Gee, she's a beautiful girl. You know, I spent some of the happiest years of my life just looking at her clothesline.
Jack, I thought we were going to call on somebody.
All right, we will. This house here is the home of Boris Karloff.
Boris Karloff?
Yeah, I'll open the door and see if he's busy. He's busy. I told Gravel Gertie not to go out with him.
Gee, look at the nameplate on this next apartment. Andy Russell lives here.
Andy Russell?
Well, yes, that handsome romantic singer. He's my dream boy.
Huh? Well, that was a nice visit. Let's get back to Karloff's.
Jack, I insist on meeting Andy. I'm going to ring his bell.
Oh. Hello?
Well, you must be Andy Russell. My name is Helen Forrest.
Gee, Helen, you're pretty.
Well, you're awfully cute, too.
Ah, you're cuter than I am.
No. No, you're cuter than I am.
You know, I might grow up to be a pig.
Andy.
Yes?
Andy, this is Jack Carson.
Hello.
So you're Andy Russell, eh? You know, kid, I can help you out a lot in your singing career.
Really?
Oh, sure. You know, I heard you the other night. You're going at it all wrong. You never get any place as a crooner. You sound too healthy. You spoil the illusion.
I do?
Yeah, when you're standing at a microphone, the audience can hear you breathing. Put yourself in my hands, kid, and you'll be a great success.
Jack, he's a success already. His last record sold 400,000 copies.
Yeah, but who bought them? Old folks, everyone over 16. Look, Andy, I'll give you an idea how you should sing. Now, listen to this.
Yeah. The music stops. But we went out.
You see what I mean? You see, you got to sound, make it sound like une chanson reversant et épitant.
Oh, well... Well, what does that mean?
Like you're sick to your stomach.
Gee, Mr. Carson, thanks for the advice.
Jack, why don't you let Andy sing a song in his own way?
Oh, all right, let him be headstrong. If he doesn't want to improve, I wash my hands of the whole thing. All I can say is he's on his way to complete oblivion.
But, gee, Jack, you're happy that way, aren't you?
Well, sink it. I don't know. You try to help people out.
Why won't you think of me as I think of you? Hear me, my little one, cheer me. I need but you near me. I want you, I do. Take me, my pet brunette, take me. How can you forsake me? Why won't you be true? Oh, see, dear, have pity on me, dear, and answer my plea, dear. I live but for you. Negra, negra, de mi vida, negra, consentida. Niente quiere a ti. Mira mi alma dolorida, negra de mi vida, y solo por ti. Negra, negra de mi vida, negra consentida. Deja de llorar, oh mira, que mi pecho amante está delirante de felicidad.
Mr. Carson?
Fair, Andy. Very fair. But you still sound a little too healthy.
Well, what do you think I should do?
Try eating things that aren't good for you. Or better still, try not eating. So long, Andy.
Goodbye, Andy. Gee, you're cute.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, yes. What am I saying? Let's get out of here. Gosh, isn't it beautiful out here in Beverly Hills, Helen? What a perfect night. Isn't it nice and peaceful? Not a sound in the air, but the summer breeze whispering through the palms that seem to say...
What am I going to get my money?
Stop worrying about your money. When I give my word, I never break it. Besides, I may want you for a long, long time.
Duh.
I say I may want you for a long, long time.
You think we should speak to Father first?
Oh, come on. Helen, he'll wait for us.
Say, Jack, whose house is that across the street?
Hmm? That one? Well, that belongs to another famous Warner Brothers star. He too is a well-known ladies' man.
Well, who is it?
How can you ask, Ellen? Just look at the sign on his house. Tuesday night objective Burma, Saturday night objective, wouldn't you like to know? But here's something interesting, Helen. Here's the house of that famous cowboy star, Roy Rogers.
Well, do you know him?
Know him? Why, ma'am, Roy and me was cowpunchers together. Why, we used to have our vittles on the same chuck wagon. I'd cook the food and he'd chuck it out of the wagon.
Jack, I didn't know you were a cowboy.
Yeah, I'm a cowboy. I remember those morning rides on the range. I'd go out to the corral and throw a saddle over my favorite heifer. Then I'd go galloping.
Just a minute, Jack. A heifer is a little calf.
Yeah? Yep, my feet used to drag something awful. Well, I'll ring Roy's bell.
Jack. Say, Jack, why did you take your hat off?
Why did I take my hat
off?
Yes. Ma'am, that's our national anthem, except when Lawrence Tippett sings it. I hear some footsteps.
Well, howdy, folks.
It's my old pal, Roy Rogers.
Pardon me, stranger. Did you say your old pal, Roy Rogers?
Yeah, you remember me, don't you? Old Tex Carson.
Tex Carson?
Yeah, Tex Carson.
Well, where you from, Tex?
Milwaukee.
Roy, my hometown is a famous dairy center with thousands and thousands of cows.
Did you do much milking?
You see my thumbs?
No.
Does that answer your question, son? In fact, there's a lot more to know about Milwaukee.
Roy, I'm dying to hear you sing one of your Western songs, would you?
Sure, Helen, I'd love to. I got a little ditty you might like. It's called You Should Know.
You Should Know? You should know the story of how Milwaukee was discovered. A little band of hardy and courageous pioneers started out one day. They went through hardships, pain, tribulation.
You should know just what you mean to me. You should know how much I care. Seems as though you're always mean to me, even though I try so to play fair. My heartstrings are entwined around your every dream. Your heartstrings are inclined to doubt my every scheme. My heart skips a beat every time, dear, when we meet. And I can tell you of my love, my own, if you'd show by just a touch or glance, so I'll know I have a chance. And we'll go down lover's lane we two. Then you'll know, my darling, I love you. I wish I could reveal the way I feel alone. And then you'd help me seal a bargain for a home. Then maybe in a year, a someone cute and dear could help me tell you of my love, if you'd show by just a touch or glance. Then I'd know I have a chance. Off we'll go, down lover's lane we two. Then you'll know, my darling, I love you.
And that, my friends, was how Milwaukee was discovered. Thanks a lot, Roy. It was mighty nice visiting with you.
Well, where do we go now, Jack?
Any place you say, Helen. I know everybody.
Then let's go into this next house. That's where Basil Rathbone lives.
Rathbone?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, we better not stop there. Basil and I had a little tiff.
Well, what happened?
Oh, he's so unreasonable. I invited him to tea one afternoon. He got angry because I suggested we split the bag.
Oh,
let's forget about Basil. Helen, it's you and I that are important. Think of it, we've been together just a little while this evening, and yet it seems I've known you for such a long, long time.
Do you have $4 worth?
Oh, stop. Stop with that taxi cab.
Yeah, but I want my money.
You'll get it.
Yeah, but when am I going to get my money? Yeah, I need it. I'm sending my mother-in-law to welding school.
Come on, Helen. Even Rathbone is better than this. I'll knock on the door. How do you do?
Hello, Mr. Rathbone.
Well, greetings, Miss Forrest. It was awfully nice of you to come by.
Well, thank you.
I'm here too, Mr. Rathbone.
Oh, I see. But that's a problem I think we'll be able to circumvent.
Oh, then I accept your apology. Come along into the house. See, you have a nice place here, Mr. Rathbone, but golly, I didn't know it was going to be a wild party. That woman over there has hardly any clothes on.
That is a statue of the Venus de Milo.
Oh, I noticed she didn't move. I thought she was stiff on champagne. It's awfully good, though, to be pals with you again, Basil. Or Basil, or... Say, how shall I address you?
Seldom as possible.
Yeah.
By the way, I have guests tonight. Won't you step into the living room?
Oh, sure. Hey, who's that lovely blonde creature over there?
That's Miss Alexis Smith, the motion picture actress.
Oh! You know, Basil, I ought to meet her. I get along so well with tall girls. You know, I used to go with a tall girl. We were together all the time. We were practically inseparable.
That I believe. Very well, I'll introduce you to Miss Smith. Alexis, this is Jack Carson.
How do you do, Jack?
Hello.
I'm so glad you joined our little group.
You are?
Till now, I was sitting in the corner all by my lonesome.
Oh.
Would you like to sit next to me?
Hubba, 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 hubba.
Oh, you're cute. Sit down here on the Davenport with
me. I mean, okay.
Would you enjoy some crumpets?
No, I think playing cards is a waste of time. Gee, that's a gorgeous dress you're wearing, Miss Smith.
Oh, Jack, it's nothing. It's just a tea gown.
Love that cream and sugar. Alexis, oh, that's such a pretty name. It brings out the poet in me. When I first saw you, dear Alexis, you hit me like a shot. In the solar plexus. Did you like that, Basil?
No, but it gives me an idea. Look here, Carson. You're holding things up. This happens to be the irregular meeting of the Rathbone Little Theater Group.
Little Theater? Oh, fine.
As a matter of fact, we're rehearsing a new play tonight, and... Well, here's the author of the play now. Tally-ho, Treacher.
Pip, everybody, and greetings to you all. Well,
that's Arthur Treacher, my valet. Treacher, why aren't you at home rinsing out my socks?
Well, in the first place, sir, it's my night off. In the second place, since when did you start wearing socks?
Never mind. What are you doing here?
Well, I'm the author of the play our little group is going to do tonight.
The author? What have you ever written before?
Oh, a couple of things. I wrote a little book called The Life and Loves of a San Francisco Streetcar Conductor. Also, the sequel. You punched my ticket last night and I got that old feeling. Oh.
Well, let's get on with the play, Treacher.
Very well, sir. Now, here's a part for you, Miss Smith.
Thank you.
A part for you, Mr. Rathbone.
Thank you.
And I did find a part for you after all, Mr. Carson.
Oh, gee, thanks, Treacher, thanks.
And now, as the play opens, we all are out on the English moors and we're about to go fox hunting.
Good, good.
Curtain.
Lord Twickenham. We have a capital day to hunt the fox, don't we?
Oh, Topol, Beezy, old boy. I can't wait to get started.
Ow! Wait a minute. What kind of a part is this?
You're the fox.
Oh, great, great. Quiet and get back into your hole.
You know, it's a glorious morning. I made up something rather clever the other day. Goes like this. Day breaks, but it never falls. And night falls, but it never breaks.
I'm glad you have such a delightful sense of humor.
I'm glad you have such a sense of humor.
I'm glad I'm the fox. Well, tally-ho, here comes Lady Guinevere in all her finery.
Yikes away! She really is a beautiful creature.
Cheerio, Tweezy and Twickenham.
Oh! Carson, you're the fox, not the wolf.
I'm padding my part. Anyhow, I'm sick of this play. It makes no use of my talents.
What talent?
Just give me a chance and I'll show you. Come here, Alexis.
What is it, Jack?
Look, Alexis, I know the balcony scene from Romeo and Juliet. Let's do that.
All right. Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Hark! What light through yonder window breaks? What light through yonder window breaks?
It's me. When am I going to get my money? Oh.
Well, that about winds up another session, gang. Try to be on hand next week when we have as our special guest a young lady who is doing an outstanding job in Judy's picture, Meet Me in St. Louis. She's really a darling, and I know you'll love her.
Oh, boy, I'll be here. Maybe I can take her out to dinner after the show, huh?
Look, Spendthrift, I'm talking about little Margaret O'Brien. She's only 4 years old. She can't even read.
Well, so much the better. I'll take her to Barney's Beanery and tell her it's the Brown Derby.
Meantime, thanks to Charlie Finnegan Cantor for his usual fine performance of the cab driver. And this is Basil Rathbone saying the best of the best from the USA.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.